Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Farmers plant and harvest crops for commercial gain, but as Megan Schapansky, assistant professor of plant sciences at Colorado State University, suggests, alternating cover crops with cash crops has several benefits.
More than 40% of the Earth's land area is used for agriculture. How we manage this land has huge implications for food availability today and tomorrow, and for our air and water quality. Agricultural success is typically measured by yields and short-term profitability. However, as we continue to demand more from our agricultural lands, we need new approaches for evaluating success. As a multidisciplinary group of researchers at Penn State University, we saw the potential for agricultural systems to provide a broader suite of ecosystem benefits or services. We developed a framework for evaluating different management systems based on more than 10 ecosystem services. We focused on cover crops, which are plants grown between harvested crops to literally cover the soil, because we have long known that planting cover crops can reduce soil erosion and nutrient leaching, yet their adoption has been limited. We wanted to ask, what other benefits do cover crops provide, and what are the management trade-offs that limit their adoption? Our research highlighted that cover crops influence a wide array of ecosystem services, including increased soil nitrogen and beneficial insect conservation, and more mycorrhizal colonization, which are a beneficial soil fungus that helps plants absorb nutrients. We also showed that commonly used measurements of ecosystem services can be misleading due to the episodic nature of some services. For example, nutrient retention benefits occurred primarily during spring and fall, weed suppression benefits occurred during the summer, and soil carbon benefits accrued slowly over decades. As we continue to live in an increasingly interconnected world, we need research and management approaches that embrace complexity. We hope that our approach will inspire more collaborative efforts that move us toward the development of more sustainable agricultural systems.
That was Megan Schapansky of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.